This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Coming up, I don't know, 2 hours from now.
Ooh.
You have to listen to a lot of this show today.
Yeah, and we'll be good.
We're going to be mildly entertaining. I can see some of the things we have planned, and they don't suck. Anyway, we'll have tickets. We're trying to fly somebody to Utah. So we're qualifying people all week long, 7:30 in the morning with BJ and Jamie, and we give it to you sometime in the 5 o'clock hour.
Did you say why?
What, Benson Boone?
Oh, did I miss that?
Did I not say that? Did I say that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did I
say it again?
Benson Boone. Yeah. Benson Boone is playing in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And we have a code word that could get you to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll have to ride your bike or
no.
Whatever. No, it's airfare, hotel, and concert.
All of it. Yeah. And a shirtless so Benson. And,
yes. So we'll give on that stage to you in a little bit. Right now, we want to talk about it's basically there's a Reddit thread that's things people only pretend to enjoy, but they secretly hate. It's like, I don't understand the popularity of blank. Mm-hmm. I like everyone right. loves this, but I hate it. And one of the things on the list that's already got Erica scratching her head, and we have to bring it up. Weddings.
Who doesn't love a wedding?
It depends.
There's two
you guys
hands
really
in
not
the air.
Want to come. You don't have to come then.
We have to come because it's
so
you.
Hot.
Weddings are not fun, Erica. They're not fun.
I don't know how you could say that.
Like this. Weddings are not fun, Erica. They're
but,
not fun.
So are you guys not people who love the party part?
I like the seeing people I haven't seen in a while part.
Sure.
I'm not a dance floor guy. I got it.
Not a dance floor guy at
you
all.
Guys.
I definitely don't dance.
And I can dance. That's the thing. I used to be a
he
big
can
kind
dance.
Dance floor
yeah.
guy.
I don't.
And now I just get all sweaty and stuff. I don't.
And your hatred of a lot of things is based on body temperature.
Yeah. A lot of it, yeah.
Okay. We'll work on a little parasol for T-Hack.
Okay, yeah.
Keep him cool. So in that case, coming to my wedding where you only will know each other is not Ooh. Something that you're greatly looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to peeling back the layers into your family a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah. so interesting.
I'm hoping one of your sisters gets just trashed and let some secrets go.
Oh, my sisters aren't those kind of people.
They're
I
not.
Don't think they need to get trashed.
No,
I
yeah, they'll
they
just
do it.
They'll just rag on
yeah.
me.
Oh, oh
just
wait yeah, that's all I want. Speech. That's all I want.
Yeah, their speech okay. is going to be like a comedy show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can peel your brother off too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have ways.
I would love to know what he has to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, but like by and large, weddings are not fun events.
They're pretty long.
Yep.
It's kind of, now we go here, now we now there's a weird hour and a half in between the ceremony
no.
the thing afterwards, so we got to...
No. 15-minute ceremony, hour-long cocktail hour, party your faces off for the dinner.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Does anybody want to change the subject? Because we're not just talking
right.
about
no,
weddings.
No.
What's
right.
another thing that oh. you think people are secretly pretending to like?
Okay, this kind of goes... two ways because there's like two different sides of it and I'm curious to get Slacker's perspective. Encores. We all know that they're coming back out.
I think they're stupid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're stupid.
So just why not just finish it? Oh, who is it benefiting? No one.
When you're in the crowd, you're a little excited when they come back.
You're not, because you know, because if you're Aaron, you've had the set list for 2 months. You've been listening to it like ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I think I agree. And you, and also putting, like, when you know that there's grown-ups at your show that have to work the next day, don't play Runaway last. Mm-hmm. It's not Runaway for Bon Jovi. It'd be like
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive or Living on a Prayer. Don't don't play it last.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
You gotta work in the morning.
Yes.
Like, that's, of course.
No, but like, just get, encores are stupid. Yeah, I agree.
What about high heels for women? I'm you guys don't like them?
Those aren't high heels.
They're booties.
Those are boots.
Yeah. You don't think they make your legs look good or something?
They make me look amazing, but I'm never going to enjoy wearing them. And I wish I could look that amazing without the pain.
I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, I'm so serious.
It's very much like a wedding because I look amazing in a suit.
Yeah.
And I wish I could look amazing without having to sit through this crap. Like, I wish I could just put a suit on and just go have women in dresses throw themselves at me instead of having to sit through your love and whatever steak, chicken, or fish is so dumb.
All right.
But there are women in heels.
Oh. Ew.
All right. So if you want to talk crap about something that is popular, we want to know, what do people secretly hate? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My biggest one, I genuinely feel like I'm missing out on a chunk of life because I don't get it, is coffee. Because I don't drink coffee. I never have.
You think the rest of us are faking it?
Yeah, and my wife's kind of told me that before because I'm like...
She doesn't genuinely like
it? She drinks a coffee. She drinks one every day. And I'm like, but I don't... I just don't have that gear. Like, her parents come to visit, and it's just a hullabaloo around the coffee pot the whole morning. It's like, well, I'm next, and then she's next, and I don't make it. And she's like... Well, a lot of people just like the ritual of it because you get up.
You hear the machine. We're all secretly pretending?
I think,
dropping 10 grand a year at Starbucks.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of pretentious.
You budget.
to go, well, I like the ritual of it. It's like, wake up and do something
else.
Wake
up and smell the coffee?
But no, what about the ritual?
Lot of things in life about the ritual.
Yeah.
Sometimes my dog is annoying on the walk, but I love the ritual of it.
And you have bath time, right? With your kids, let me specify.
Sometimes kids are in my house. I can't reach that one area right in the middle of my back.
But they need to clean themselves. Your dog needs exercise. I don't need coffee. You don't need coffee. No one needs it.
Yes, we do.
You need water. You need water in the morning.
So if we're on beverages, can I just say?
I'm working on it.
I think kombucha is the same thing. I think all you people who pretend to like it, you don't like it.
I do.
There's a weird fungus like growing. Some of my friends who drink the ones with you can see it inside.
It's
like,
live.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And it doesn't taste good.
So you don't like natural wines either?
Not really, no.
They've got the floaty things in them sometimes.
Oh, God, no. I would run that through a, what do you call it, Venturi or whatever, it's a screen. It's an aerator with a screen on the end.
So. I bet a lot of people would say wine. They don't get.
Yeah, me.
TX said he doesn't believe in hard alcohol the other day, and I'm like, you're insane. It's good.
Don't you like tequila?
If we are drinking, that's what I will drink.
He only has it with lemonade because lemonade cuts it.
Yeah, I don't really like the taste of it, but it's like we're drinking, so that's what we're doing. I would never just have a sip of it.
I do actually think alcohol is one of the things that we all kind of pretend to like.
I actually like it. I genuinely like it.
That's how I feel about wine and some beer. Hard alcohol.
I think IPA, you guys are lying to yourselves. IPA tastes like butt.
Yeah.
You guys are like, oh my God, I love that bitter taste at the end. No. Said no one ever. This hamburger, so good. I really like that bitter thing that happens at the end.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Tastes like a sock.
What are you, like, right at the end, it just finishes with, like, you know, asphalt and sandpaper.
I love things that make me wince at the end.
Yes!
I'm with you.
Okay. Did I go a little too far there?
No, I think it's okay. Let's.
Because I think there's a lot of Colorado brewery people that are like amassing outside. I see some food trucks coming this way.
My fiance might be upset.
Okay.
But.
If you want to just get on your soapbox and say something that everyone likes is actually terrible, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking to people about the things that they secretly hate. Like, we all pretend to like it.
Yeah.
But it actually kind of sucks. Erica was saying you hate high heels, and apparently you've hit a nerve.
Yeah, we also have some text. Someone's like, you just need to find the right ones. And I'm like, but none of them feel good after several hours.
And if you have to, like, not train, if you have to break them in, no.
It's a bad. Right.
Yeah.
Caroline, you feel this way too?
Yes, I totally agree. If you had to break in a pair of high heels, you're probably breaking your ankle. Oh, my gosh.
So you hate them? Are you forced to wear them? I mean, it feels like ever since COVID, there's no dress code anywhere. It's anarchy everywhere you go.
But sometimes you want to wear them because it makes the outfit, but you also don't want to wear them. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
So you hate them.
Like, I want to get dropped off at the front if I have to wear them because I only have so much time to walk around in them, and then I just stand around and look cute because you don't want to move because your feet hurt.
Do you do the thing? I've always thought this was kind of sexy, and I don't know why, but like you carry like a weird little pair of flats or gels or something in your purse.
You think
you have to after a while. You can't even walk.
Switch? Yeah, I think it's just cool that you were willing to like thug it out for a while, but then you just get comfy. Like at the end of the night, there's something about, like, Tiek will agree with me on this 100%. Some about loosening your tie.
Yeah.
And like, you're still in a suit, but you're like down. And it's like when you take off your heels and you've got your heels in your hands and you're just, we're at the end of the night where it's like, now we can still be kind of dressed up, but like be on the verge of being naked.
At weddings, I tend to take them off and just run around barefoot.
Yeah, so you can actually dance.
Yeah.
So then your nasty feet are on the dance floor?
Yeah, I'll be going to sneakers at my own wedding, without a doubt.
Yeah.
A brand new pair?
I would do that,
probably.
Too. Yeah, okay. Nice. For sure.
All right, thank you, Caroline. Are they going to be broken in?
I don't know, man.
Don't man me. It's so weird when you man me.
You're asking a lot of questions.
Okay, sorry. Kim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Hi. What do you secretly hate? Or you think we're all faking it?
No, I hate Thanksgiving dinner. Hate it.
Did she have to pay you?
Everything is brown on the plate. It's disgusting.
I have peas on my plate. I have sweet potato salad.
You're gonna sell them?
Salad at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
salad.
My
favorite. Like lettuce?
Yeah.
Lettuce.
Yeah, my mom makes a real big salad.
On Thanksgiving.
See, my family wouldn't do that, so...
Okay.
Yeah, everything's brown and slimy.
You're trying to sell me on peas?
Like that's what makes green it good? Beans?
I do pancetta peas with
that doesn't count.
What do you mean?
It's garbage. It's all garbage. You got a big promotion. Let's go out for a turkey dinner. No, you go get a steak. No one eats turkey any other time.
I will eat turkey right now. Right now.
You're both 80 years old.
No, we're not. I guarantee you
turkey. No one celebrates with turkey.
Text in right now. Like, it is time for a revolution against Kim and against
Thanksgiving. Let's switch it up. What's wrong with pizza? Are you kidding me? We gotta make turkey. We gotta let it cook all day. We gotta shove stuff up its butt to eat that.
You're not even doing that.
You don't do any of the stuff, and I don't put the stuffing inside.
Of course, I don't do it. I'm not a perv. How'd they figure out how to make it, Erica? How'd they first make it? And why? That's what I want to know.
I would love to know the answer to that.
Do you think on the first time the turkey was still alive?
Oh, no, that's what killed it?
Yeah, what kind of holiday is this?
Right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.